Hello, my friend. How are you? Thank you for joining Life Changes. This is Dr. KV Abraham welcoming you to Life Changes radio program. In the last two, three programs, we were discussing healing. Because healing is a big, is an important topic. All of us need healing in our lives. And I'm sure there's really nobody who hasn't seen a doctor. It doesn't matter what our religion is, we call upon God when we are sick. And there are many brothers and sisters out there who claim to have that gift of healing and who are able to pray for the sick and they get healed. So we have this this supernatural thing that is happening all around us. In many of the crusades, we see people from all different religious backgrounds coming together to be healed. And there are many, many reports of healing. Now, what does the Bible say about healing? Now, in the last three programs, we were discussing that. We looked at many Bible references. But in this program, we like to discuss something different. There is something that we observe almost on a weekly basis that can be one source of healing in our lives. I'm sure you have heard of Holy Communion. Basically taking part in eating bread and also having wine, which in many situations is grape juice that is used. We believe that by having that bread in the name of Jesus, we will be also claiming healing for our bodies. In the studio, I have Pastor Kamal Singh, who is a minister of the gospel, who has his gift of healing. And I would like him to elaborate on that. Pastor Singh.
Praise God. Isaiah 53 and verse 5, the prophet Isaiah declares, "He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripe we are healed." But the Bible said we are all like sheep has gone astray. We have torn everyone to his own way. And the Lord had laid upon him the iniquity of us all. You see, Jesus, when he went on that cross, he took all our iniquities, all our sorrow, all our grief. His body was broken by 39 stripes for our healing. And this body, when we talk about Holy Communion, the bread represents the body and the juice represents the blood. And as believer, it is sacred, consecrated, that when we are in a church setting and we serve communion, we have to discern the Lord's body because it is holy. In 1 Corinthians 11, verse 24, it declares, "And when he had given thanks, he broke it, the bread, and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" So when we do Holy Communion, we do it in remembrance of Jesus' death, his burial, and his resurrection. And the body, our body needs healing when we are sick. And when we partake of Holy Communion, it's holy. It represents Jesus' body. When we break that bread, it represents healing. And we ought to do it in remembrance of him. After the same manner, 1 Corinthians 11, 25 declares, he took the cup. This cup is the New Testament in my blood. The cup, that juice in the cup represents his blood. The blood has power to bring healing. We are cleansed from sickness, disease, and infirmities by the blood of the Lamb. That when we sprinkle the blood from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet, we are cleansed from unrighteousness. We are cleansed from sin. For often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we do show the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the blood, the body and the blood of the Lord. So we have to examine ourselves. It's holy. That's why many people are sick because they don't discern the Lord's body. We have to eat it in a worthy manner. It's a holy time, a sanctified time. Many eat and they are sick. Damnation to themselves. Not discerning the Lord's body. We are to judge ourselves. Examine ourselves. Come clean with the blood of the Lamb. Take the blood of Jesus. Apply it over our spirit, over our soul, over our body when we partake in Holy Communion. Yes, in Holy Communion you could be healed because the bread represents His body and the juice represents His blood. And we must do it often. Why? Because we do remember the Lord's death, His burial, and His resurrection.
Pastor, one question is, if you have a listener who is not able to go to church and have Holy Communion, is it okay for that person to have Holy Communion at home or in a hospital setting?
Sure. Once somebody is willing to take that communion and pray with that person, read 1 Corinthians 11, verse 24 to 29, and serve that person communion.
Something that I have learned is that it's okay for families to come together and have Holy Communion at home.
Very true.
So you don't really have to be in a church setting to have Holy Communion, because there are many churches who don't offer Holy Communion on a weekly basis. They do it maybe once a month. But as believers, as families, if you come together and have Holy Communion, have your own priest in the house, the head of the house, the father figure, administer Holy Communion and have the whole family partake. And that would be in obedience to Jesus' command that we do this in remembrance of Him until He returns. That's right?
Correct.
Now, just one more topic that we want to discuss before we stop. There are diseases, illnesses that have been transmitted from generation to generation. So maybe we would have somebody ask that question, well, my sickness is something that was transmitted, you know, from generation to generation. Will Jesus heal my sickness? What's your answer?
John chapter 9, as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. His disciple asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither has this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. And Jesus said, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. Night cometh when no man can work. And Jesus says, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of this world. Yes, you could get sickness because of a heredity problem, a generational problem. But yes, we have authority, knowing Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior. We can take authority and rebuke that generational situation. For example, cancer. Many people are scared. My grandfather had cancer. I'm going to get cancer. But I am telling you, that you could take authority in the name of Jesus, present your body a living sacrifice before God. I said, God, my body belongs to you. My body is your temple. Take complete control and cleanse my body with your blood, that no generation curse can touch me. You see, Jesus was made the curse on the cross for us. He died on the cross. He became the curse for us, that we might be redeemed from the curse. Praise God.
Friends, we have just a few moments left. We are going to pray for you, whatever your need is. Once again, the redemption of your soul is more important than your physical redemption. So praying for Jesus to be in your life, to redeem your soul, is more important, or what we call salvation experience. Having Jesus in your life, I hope you'll take a few moments to pray to Jesus, who is the creator of everything, who is the source of life, health, and strength, asking Him to be your Lord and Savior, saying the simple prayer, Lord Jesus, come into my life, and you be the Lord of my life. But we are going to also pray for your physical need, whatever that is. Pastor Singh is going to pray for you.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Right now, take the blood of Jesus. Place your hands on your sickness. The blood has power to heal. There's cleansing power in the blood. He was wounded for your transgression. He was bruised for your iniquities. The chastisement of your peace was upon him, and by his 39 stripes you are healed. I said you are healed from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. I come against every sickness right now. I come against every disease and infirmities in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Be made whole right now. I take authority over back problem. I take authority over diabetes. I take authority over heart situation right now. I take authority over migraine headache. I take authority over back problem. Be made whole in Jesus' name. Receive your healing. He sent forth his word and he healed them. Psalms 107:20. Receive your healing by faith. Lift your hands and thank him. Say, thank you, Jesus, for making me whole. I love you, Jesus. But the greatest miracle is asking Jesus Christ into your heart. You need Jesus in your heart? Say, dear Lord Jesus, please forgive me of my sin. Wash me with your blood and come into my heart and be my Lord and my Savior. And I promise to serve you all the days of my life. Amen.
Friends, please take a few moments to write to me and let me know that you heard this program. Let me have your prayer needs and counseling needs. We'll definitely pray for you. And when you write, ask for my books, Life Changers, a collection of 52 inspirational radio talks, and my new book, The Passion for Relationships and Compassion for Self. My website is lifechangersbroadcasting.com, lifechangersbroadcasting.com. And my email address is kvabraham@aol.com, kvb as in Victor, abraham@aol.com. And in a few moments, we'll give you our address in India. And please write to us, and I will definitely get back with you. And also, if you're not able to listen clearly to the station that you're listening to, please let me know. I will send you my program schedule so that you can listen to other radio channels too. Thank you. God bless you. Friends, thank you for listening to Life Changers. I hope you'll take a few moments to write to us and let us know what you think about the program. You may include your questions and comments and also mention any new topics that you want me to consider for future programs. Let me give you my address, Life Changers, P.O. Box 25066, Bangalore, 560025, India. That address again is Life Changers, PO Box 25066, Bangalore, 560025, India. Thank you for listening, and I hope you'll tune in again next week at the same time. This is Dr. KV Abraham saying goodbye for now. The recording engineer is Tom John.